There was once a time when fur coats were highly prized. Here's actress Mae West.
You gotta get up early in the morning to catch a fox, but you gotta stay up late at night to get a mink.
You might think those days are over, but for much of the world's very wealthy, it's not. And the most coveted of all is bobcat fur from the American West. But some say they're more valuable alive. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards visited a Wyoming trapper to find out more.
Riverton trapper Tom Krause shows me around his workshop where furs of every sort are displayed on the wall.
I have some pelts here.
What do you have here?
To begin, I have a melanistic phase of raccoon, which is a black raccoon.
Ermine, wolverine, lynx. He has furs from all over the world. Krause has been trapping since he was 13. In his 30s, he even made a living as a trapper, and it's always supplemented his income. Finally, we come to the bobcat.
So this animal here is well spotted throughout the whole body.
Yeah.
And has a broad, deep belly. So this is one of the more valuable bobcats.
This winter, Krause trapped 13 bobcats.
I had some pretty nice bobcat pelts this year, and my average price on that was $400. So.
13 pelts at $400 a pop. That means Krause made $5,300 this year on bobcat pelts. Meanwhile, a beaver pelt only goes for $8. Coyotes, maybe $50. He says sometimes fur buyers even pay as much as $1,000 for an extra special bobcat pelt. It's the only spotted feline that's still legal to trap in the world. And Wyoming's bobcats are soft as a bunny, while those in other places are wiry and stiff. It takes about 30 bobcat bellies to make a coat. Krause shows me one he had made for his wife.
When I had this made, it was appraised at $3,500. Today, it would be worth more, maybe twice that much.
Internationally, bobcat coats can sell for $100,000 to extremely wealthy Europeans, Chinese, Russians.
If people have a lot of money, want to really be flashy and show their money, a bobcat belly garment is attractive and valuable to some of those people.
A recent study, though, says that Wyoming could be making much more on bobcats by leaving them alive. Lisa Robertson is the president of Wyoming Untrapped. She came up with the idea for putting a dollar value on live animals while watching a wild bobcat on the Madison River near Jackson.
There was a BBC photographer there as well, and he'd been there for 2 weeks photographing. And we sort of worked together, finding the bobcat, watching it, and we realized this is a very valuable bobcat.
Many tourists made special trips to Wyoming to photograph the Madison River bobcat that winter. So Robertson started reaching out to wildlife watchers to see how much they'd spent in Wyoming on such trips. On hotel stays, restaurants, gas money.
The number we came up with this bobcat for just those 3 months, for just those people we contacted, was $308,105. And in a market where tourism is the second largest industry in Wyoming and generates $3.2 billion a year, that's a remarkable number for one single animal.
$308,000 for one bobcat. Comparatively, Robertson found that a trapper making a trip to kill one animal only brought in $300 for the state's economy. And Robertson says trapping them is also inhumane. To preserve their pelts, bobcats are choked to death rather than killed with a quicker gunshot. And in Wyoming, trappers only have to check their traps every 3 days.
When there are cold temperatures and it's minus 10 degrees, minus 20, you know, that bobcat cannot feel its paw. There's a good chance it's going to bite that foot off or rip it off.
Robertson would like to see Wyoming require trappers to check every 24 hours instead. And Robertson says with the value of bobcat pelts so high, Wyoming Game and Fish Department needs to set a limit on how many bobcats can be taken a year. 10 years ago, over 3,000 bobcats were trapped, but last year it was only 1,400, half as many.
I think there are more trappers in recent years, and they're catching actually less bobcat, which means to me that there just aren't as many bobcats out there.
Yet a 2010 Fish and Wildlife Management study shows that bobcat numbers are actually increasing in most states.
Wyoming has some great bobcat habitat and associated bobcat numbers.
That's Wyoming Game and Fish Department Deputy Chief Scott Edberg. He says bobcats are doing fine in Wyoming. They're very elusive, and he thinks trapping permits are the only way to keep track of population numbers. But he says they still reevaluate the bobcat season every few years.
We're always looking at if there's something out there that needs to be tweaked or changed, but we feel that the current statutes and regs are working.
Out in his garage, trapper Tom Krause is demonstrating how a number 2 foothold trap works.
So this trap will be staked solidly in the ground and then covered with dirt. But I'll go ahead and spring this trap now.
Krause wrote a handbook on how to safely and more humanely trap, including following regulations very carefully.
I think it's really good, too, that we do harvest and pursue some wildlife because it keeps them wild and they get smarter and the genetics are passed on.
Wildlife advocates aren't convinced. They say the international fur market is affecting North American wildlife and recently filed suit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Another hearing is set for later this month. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
Diamonds are full of cool. Champagne.